play some golf. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna go out and play some golf. My golf bag's full of the latest stuff. I'm gonna go out and play some golf. My putter alone was $1,000. I'm gonna go out and suck it golf. Think I better take a mulligan. Yeah, yeah, think I better take a mulligan.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Christian Bry, Jane Matinair on the board. Good find.
Did I write that song? I feel like I wrote that song.
The Arrogant Worms.
Okay.
The Arrogant Worms, the golf song.
This is a good reminder that all of our bumper music that Jane finds that is so topical when we are setting up the issues at hand.
I try.
You can find on Spotify. We have a As Goes Wisconsin Spotify playlist that is all of our music from the month. Just search As Goes Wisconsin. You'll find both the podcast of every episode, but you'll also find the playlist. And so if you like the songs that we play and you would like to add them to your own repertoire, please, that's why it's there. All right, so it is National Mini Golf Day. Now, thank you for reminding me to take that we're not on a break anymore for everyone who is on live. So it is National Mini Golf Day. And do you know, Greg Bach, that there's such a thing as a professional mini golfer?
I didn't, but I'm also not surprised.
So I didn't know that either until I met a professional mini golfer who is our guest to tell us more about mini golf in Wisconsin, mini golf across the country.
Oh, that's so cool.
Carl Barth, a.k.a. Mr. Mini Golf, a.k.a. Cash Money Carl, is a Wisconsin native professional mini golfer that also does stand-up comedy. And it sounds like a weird punchline to a weird joke. And so, Mr. Mini Golf, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, first of all. Yeah. Yeah, this is basically my Christmas, so all about mini golf today. I don't do anything else for the rest of the year, so today's
exactly.
All about me.
So what does it take to be a pro mini golfer?
Sure. Well, one, you got to love the sport. Yeah, it is a sport. Yeah, we'll clarify that right now. It is a sport. You play in tournaments. You play at courses all over the country, not just in one area. I also run a website called minigolfreviews.com, and that's where basically I go to different courses all over and document those to make a national mini golf archive. So I've been doing that for about 5 years now, and recently, just a couple weeks ago, I'm now endorsed by the largest mini golf course builder company, Loma Championship Miniature Golf Courses. So yeah, shout out to them. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, going 5 years ago, I was just a little nobody, and now it's like, okay, I'm the guy. I'm the guy. If you want to play mini golf, if you don't know who I am, then you're not really looking, paying attention about what's going on in mini golf. So,
how did this even start? Was it a kid, like a childhood pastime, and you're just like, I love this. I want to figure out how to make this into a career.
Yeah, so played mini golf as a little kid. Started off at like 2 years old playing with gator golf, which was this little gator that had its mouth open and it would close the mouth and you'd hit it in there and then shoot the ball out of the tail and everything. And then anytime we do a family activity, mini golf was always my decision. It was like, all right, Carl gets to pick. Which course are we going to? Not what does he want to do, right? When I got into college, my favorite course that I played growing up shut down, and I was looking for pictures of it because it was just the coolest course, right? And there was no pictures to be found of it anywhere. And I thought, well, that's an idea right there. It's just like documenting these courses, making an archive. So if someone has a favorite course, they're going to get to see that, you know, throughout existence. And started that in 2017 and have been doing that pretty much every day since. I started this layout called the Hole a Day. So every single day I post a new mini golf hole. Right now I'm posting from a course in Wisconsin Dells, and it just keeps changing. And I'm currently on a 727-day streak. So only missed it because I was out of the country and didn't have access to internet. That's the only reason. But yeah, it's grown into that. It led me to being a contestant on ABC's Holy Moly, season 2, where I didn't win, but I did win the vote for America's fan favorite, so I had a chance to come back, and then I lost again, so I'm the only two-time loser on the show. Yep. Yeah, I don't think about that often, about all the millions of people that watched me do that. But I think I still represented Wisconsin pretty well. I made all the really tricky shots. I just forgot how to putt straight, I guess. But one thing you forget when you're on something like that is, for people that don't know, Holy Moly is a combination of the show Wipeout and extreme mini golf. So it's bigger and badder and better than anything you've ever seen with mini golf. When you're thinking about going, if you're going on the show, it's you don't realize that if you're in the water and we're filming at 4 a.m, it gets pretty cold. So you're just standing there shaking and shivering, and it's hard to put the ball straight when you're doing that. So that's a consideration I didn't think of when I was going out there. But still a really cool experience. It actually led me to becoming Cash Money Carl, the comedian. Basically, this was my wardrobe on the show, and people in the audience started chanting Cash Money Carl. And if you get a cool nickname like that, you gotta keep it, especially if it's on television. You can't give yourself a nickname like that yourself, you know?
We're talking to Carl Barth, who is Mr. Mini Golf and also Cash Money Carl. And for people who are listening and not watching, he is literally wearing a button-up shirt, like a Tommy Bahama shirt that is covered in $100 bills, and a Cash Money snapback. And so truly, and he's holding, oh, and he has money with his face on it.
Wow.
Yeah, there's about 10,000 of these out scattered throughout the U.S. So I know at one point I was banned from all the bars on Water Street for a little bit because I was helping a mini golf bar crawl down there, and I gave one of these out to every single participant, and there was 168 participants. And all 168 participants tried to spend them at the bar. So, yeah, that's all right. Maybe they'll let me back in now.
You have a question?
Yeah. So we're talking about the world of mini golf. First of all, do you take umbrage when someone calls it putt-putt? Are you good with either or? Does it matter to you? Are you good with that?
Okay, so, yeah, I'll take a little bit to that. So it's Putt-Putt is actually a brand name. It's a franchise.
Okay.
So it's a specific style of course. Essentially, they're mostly located in south to Midwest, and as well as the East Coast. Basically, every single one of those holes is either you're going to make it in one or two. So it's pretty much a skills tournament style course. Miniature golf is really the over-encompassing term for it. So if you say putt-putt and it's not the brand, that course could get sued. So you got to be careful with that.
Good to know. I'm going to stop saying putt-putt. Yeah. And then second question for you, what is your Augusta Hills? What's your Whistling Straits? The course that you would actually hey, I'm going to get three of my buddies and we're going to take a weekend and we're going to do this course a couple times because I just love it so much and it's where I shine and where I love it so much.
All right. Well, that's hard to just limit it to one course, but I'll give you a couple different categories.
Okay.
So for Wisconsin, for me, it's Swing Time Germantown in Menominee Falls.
Okay.
I actually worked there for a year as one of the managers. And the thing I love about that course is it was a handmade course. So the owners, they designed everything, they built everything, they put all the blood, sweat, and tears into it. And it's just so unique because of that. If you look at other courses built by course builders, there's going to always be a couple holes that are very similar, that are staples to miniature golf. Most of the time you'll see a windmill hole, or you'll see one that swirls around, or a figure eight over under type of thing. But that's what I loved about Swingtime Germantown was that it's a completely unique course and it plays well. There, you can still get a hole in one on every hole. I've done it dozens of times, but it's still challenging enough where it's if you have a bad day, you're going to have a bad day. And I've seen people that have never played mini golf before make hole in ones on holes, and I'm I'm going to nail this, and then I'll take a six or something. So it does happen that even if you're a professional, you're going to score poorly on something, and someone that's never played before holding the club upside down, whatever, makes a hole in one. Well, that's what's great about it. Another really cool course, at least in the Midwest, is one called Parking in Lincolnshire, Illinois. That's definitely a top five course in the country. What's cool about that is it really has that novelty of when you think of mini golf, right? You're thinking of windmills, you're thinking of the clown from Happy Gilmore, right? There's a roulette wheel, there's spinning platforms. They really kind of set the bar for what when you think of miniature golf, you're thinking of that place. And I can't not say Myrtle Beach. So everything in Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach is the mini golf capital of the world.
Wow.
There's like 60 plus courses within like 30 square miles. So like if you can't find a course, you're not in Myrtle Beach. You're lost somewhere else. So you flew to the wrong place. But yeah, there's so many courses there. And that's also where they hold the mini golf masters. So that's where all the big pros play. I haven't made it there myself yet.
Yes.
Because it happens to be on my wedding anniversary. So I'm trying to build up as like maybe a 5-year wedding anniversary that she'll let me go or something like that. Like I have to earn that.
Earn points.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. Which might be the gift itself, right?
Yeah.
So then how are you at like 18 hole golf?
I like playing. I'm pretty good. My short game's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I would imagine. I imagine putting is not an issue for you.
Yeah, yeah. And I could drive the ball fairly well now. It's just that middle game. I'm still trying to figure out my irons. So in a scramble, I'm a good like anchor to have on the team for the putting and getting on the green. But there's usually probably people that can drive the ball further. And if we don't have anybody on the team that can hit the irons, then yeah, we're not going to win. So that's okay.
All right. So in the time that we have left, where can people find your reviews and all of the information as far as when you're doing your blog every day, as far as a holiday?
Yep. You can find me at minigolfreviews.com. You can find me on any social media as Mr. Minigolf, as well as Cash Money Carl. And, I'm also launching a new show today called Mini Golf Matchup. So be on the lookout for that. It's me playing with comedians and celebrities all over the country at mini golf courses, and me sometimes winning and sometimes losing.
Oh, dear God, please let me do it. Please let me do it.
Wait, yeah, absolutely.
No, we don't even have that much time left, but wait, where can people find the show?
Oh, that's going to be, it's going to be on YouTube. I'm releasing my first teaser of that today. So
okay.
National Mini Golf Day. So it makes sense.
All right. We will
able to find that on social media.
Amazing. So we will definitely reshare that once it's out because, this is very fun. Thank you for teaching us more about mini golf. Carl Barth, AKA Mr. Mini Golf, AKA Cash Money Carl. Thank you for joining us today.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to take another break because then we have an update on something we got wrong when Greg was here last week. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay tuned. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up and get down.
As Tiger Woods, no, never be as good as Tiger Woods. My ball's always going off into the woods. Never be as good as Tiger Woods. I'm hooking my irons and I'm pulling my woods.
What?
Never be as good as Tiger Woods.